to tell you. So it is if a Christian, if you are walking the walk, nobody has to question your walk. You don't have to have a big cross on your chest. You don't have to have the biggest Bible in town. Just live it. I was walking down the hall at Cabrini Hospital the other day. A young lady stopped looking at me, looking back at her. What's going on? She said, "Where you preach at?" I said, "What you mean, where I preach at?" I said, "Yeah, where do you preach at?" I said, "I'm pastor at Maranatha Baptist Church." I said, "I didn't tell you I was no preacher." He said, "You look like one." So I've been trying to figure out what preachers look like. But what I'm saying is that people can discern your spirit and know if you're on the Lord's side without saying a word. That's all that I'm saying. Because of God's amazing grace, he has made it available for you to be his representative here on earth. You don't have to quote scriptures. You don't have to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise God. Just live it. Just be. Just do it. Thank you. Thank you. Just do it. And it's amazing because only God can take a worthless, devastated, hell-bound sinner and wash him in the blood of Jesus Christ and place his Holy Spirit in him and create a brand new person. Yes, yes. That's amazing. That's only God can do that. Yes, nobody but God. Worthless, devastated, hell bound, but yet God can take you and transform you through the renewing of your mind. It's amazing. God did it for us. What we couldn't do for ourselves. Because of God's amazing grace, no one is beyond the reach of a loving God. But God, right about God, who gives us grace? Glad you asked that. God gives us grace. He the one that gives us grace. For the text said, "For by grace you have been saved through faith." James 4:6 said, "God gives grace to the humble." In other words, you got to come down off your high horse. Those who are humble-minded enough to receive it. Those who submit themselves to the Lord. Ephesians 4:7 says, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." God's purpose in our redemption is not simply to rescue us from hell, as great a work as that is. His ultimate purpose is that we be saved for eternity. His ultimate purpose is that the church will glorify him, not of ourselves. We got to move, as I keep saying to us, we can't keep doing church like we've been doing it for the last 50 years. Hear me good, what I'm finna say here now. We got to move to whatever we have in Mount Holly, it must be Mount Holly doing it. Now, the choir may be taking the lead, but it's not the choir program. It's God's program. The ushers might take the lead, but it's not the ushers' program. Sunday school might take the lead, but it's not the Sunday school's program. It's God's program, and that department just happened to be leading it. But we compromise it, and we say the ushers are doing this, the senior choir doing this, the other group is doing this. But it's God doing it through us. It's God's program, and thank God he let us be on it. So if I'm not an usher, then I don't have to show up. But if it's God's program and Mount Holly is doing it, I don't have to be ushered. I'm supporting God's program. Ain't that what this company said? Don't say support the Sunday school program, but God's. But now somebody has to take the lead. Hear me good. Please hear me good. Don't misunderstand me. Somebody got to take the lead. But at the end of the day, it's Mount Olive Baptist Church that's doing it. And it's God's program. And he allowing us to be on his program. Be thankful. Be thankful. And so the ultimate goal of God is that we bring glory and honor to his name. That's what it is. And in that text, he says that now, that is not of yourself. You didn't save yourself. I didn't save Willie, didn't save Willis. But God saved us through his amazing grace. And it's a gift. Now it's free, but it ain't cheap. But it's a gift. And all you can do with a gift is receive it. He has made it available. But now, everybody may not want to accept your gift. I have known people to be so mad with another person that they didn't want nothing they had. I don't want it. Don't give it to me. I've seen that now. Maybe you haven't. So it is with grace. Everybody may not accept God's grace. When you see those thieves on the cross, one say, if you're who you say you are, save yourself. Then save others. But one of them said, no, boy, you wrong. He has not done nothing amiss. We have done wrong. We deserve what we are getting. But this man have done nothing wrong. And he says, Jesus, remember me when you come to your kingdom. He saw more than a dying man beside him. He saw a king behind him. He said, this day, you will be with me in paradise. Even though Abraham is dead, but you're going to meet him there. Moses is gone, but you're going to get there for Moses. Because you're going with me now.
Come on.
They both had access. But only one accepted it. Nothing has changed, my daughter. Salvation is not of works, but you are saved. Jesus done took care of the work. When he was at Calvary, he said, it's finished. God's plan of salvation for man is finished. Nothing else to do. Nothing to add to, and I dare you to take anything away. It's a done deal. You just got to accept the done deal. You can. Like when you go on the lot to buy a car. You can accept the terms that the dealer brings. Or you say, no, I don't think so. And he'll go like he's trying to reduce the cost. Come back a few minutes later. Can you deal with this? No, I don't think so. He goes back and finally give you the price you were looking for in the beginning.
Oh, my love.
He said, what about this here, Rev? It looked better. I think we can deal with that. Huh? But that's the charge. We could have took the first deal. But we wrestled with him a little bit. Didn't just take the first deal. So it's up to me to accept this grace now, not later. When you're dealing with man, you may have a second chance. But with God, you don't know if you're going to wake up in the morning. We don't know if we're going to go home this evening.
Amen.
You got to do it now that the blood is running warm in your veins. He says in that text, it's a gift. It's not of works that we can boast of. And secondly, God's amazing grace, that's what sustains us. That's what keeps us going. 2 Peter 3:18 says, we are to grow in grace as we grow in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are chosen by grace. Romans 11:5. We are to continue in grace. Acts 13:43. We approach God in prayer at the throne of grace. Hebrews 4 and 16. His grace sustains us, keeps us alive. His grace. That's why it's amazing. We don't understand it. That he woke us up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. And he allowed us to be in our right mind. Somebody laid down last night, didn't get up this morning. Somebody laid down last night, they got up, they didn't know where they were at. Didn't know who they were. But we did. Well, I know we did because we're all here. I don't think nobody brought you in here either, did it? Came on your own power, God's power, his grace. Finally, his grace sustains us. God gives grace. It strengthens us, excuse me. God sustains us through his grace. And finally, his grace strengthens us. You remember when Paul had that thorn in the flesh? He prayed 3 times for God to remove the thorn from his flesh. And now God answered him and said, my grace is sufficient. He said to Paul, some things God will leave in you to humble you, to keep us on our knees. If he moved everything, we'd get out of ourselves. Because we get out of ourselves even though he don't move everything. You know how it'll be if he moved everything. But he needs to remind us every now and then that I am who I am. I am the bread of life. I am the doorway of heaven. I am life, the light. I am the truth. Because of his amazing grace, my darling, we have a relationship through faith in Jesus Christ. And we are his workmanship. We are his handiwork. And as I said earlier, we're created for good works that he prepared for the world was created. Because he saved us to do his good works in this life. His grace satisfies the dissatisfied. His grace encouraged the discouraged. His grace enables the undisabled. His grace give hope to the hopeless. His grace give help to the helpless. His grace love the unlovable. His grace brought Jesus from heaven to earth because of God's grace. God's redemption at Christ's expense. He went to Calvary. He who knew no sin, he who committed no sin, redeemed us with his precious blood on the cross. Peter said he bore our sin in his body on the cross. He died that we might live. By his wounds we are healed. He died, didn't he do it? Amazing grace. He died. The day became night. He died until the redemption plan was completed. He died till a Roman soldier testified, surely this is the Son of God. He died. Didn't he do it? They laid him in a borrowed tomb. But early, my rock in a weary land, my Alpha and Omega, my shelter in a time of storm, my bright and morning star, my Ezekiel's wheel in a wheel, Job's horse point in the valley, Abraham's traveling agent, and he all right. He got up with all power in his wounded hand. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we travel along. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? God's amazing grace. That's what's keeping us, my darling. That's what have brought us thus far. And will take us home one of these old days. His grace. God's redemption at Christ's expense. If you think about what God did for you, all because of his love for you. When we share in the Lord's Supper, we are reminded that Christ came from heaven to earth for you. Luke 22, beginning at verse 19 and 20, and Jesus is preparing the Lord's Supper to share. And he says to them, the bread represents his body, which was broken for you. The blood, the cup, represents his blood that was shed for you. He did all of this for you. Just for you. That's awesome, my darling. That God would allow his son to die in Willie Place. Just for you. Yeah. Just for me. That's what this is about. To remind us what Jesus done. What God done through his son, Jesus, at Calvary. That's it. When you lose that, you lose the essence of the Lord's Supper. He don't want us to forget that. You know, we celebrate birthdays, celebrate grandkids' birthdays, because we don't want to forget them as they grow up. We don't want to forget it. So we do something. Yeah. And we are reminded later of their first birthday, the second birthday. I got pictures reminding me of Nicholas' first birthday. My mother was 99. Her birthday and his birthday the same day. My mother was 99. Nicholas was 1. We celebrated 100 years. That picture's there. His first birthday. His birthday, March 10th. My mother's birthday was March 10th. That memory will be with me forever. This should be with us forever. To never forget what Jesus has done for us. If events of history in our life is important, this is more important. Because this is eternal life. Those things will pass away. But this is eternal life. Those are churches open. If there be one this morning, we invite you to come. You come just as you are. And join the whosoever will crowd. This is your moment. All we have is this moment right here, my darling. This is your time. This is your day to come if you be present. If you have not sincerely accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, won't you come this morning? You can come by letter, Christian experience of baptism. But Jesus says, whosoever will, let them come. Come battered, broken, bruised. He's the only one that can fix our lives. Don't wait till you get it all together, because you'll never get it all together.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
My sing. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the honorees. And we thank you for the Trip Calvary Missionary Baptist Church in Simsport, Louisiana. Lord, we ask you. We just want to uplift your name and to our home. Bless the honorees today. Bless each and every one that at the sound of my voice, that you will use them in various ways. Now, Lord, I ask that you will have me behind the cross. Just for my time of checking, that what you have to say to us, to the honorees today, Lord, I ask for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to touch somebody. We know that this is a kind of mercy, but we do want to welcome you into this anniversary. Because if it had not been for you, Lord, it would be an anniversary. But for Pastor and Sister Drake, we bless them in your name. That you use this couple in various ways, even after today. They are your people. They are your chosen vessels that you use in this area. We give you all the glory and honor and the praise. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We do pray. Amen. Please say amen. I don't know how you feel, but I'm glad to be in the house one more time. It makes no difference on how to hear. Storms come, and storms go. I'm in a storm myself. I'm not going to let that storm stop me from doing what thus says the Lord. Let's give the New Jerusalem Baptist Church a hand on board. And also Trip Calvary, that choir, let's give them a hand. All of this thank God for these honorees to my left. Pastor Draper, I want to thank you again for crossing my path. He's a blessing to me. And if I had my way, I'd let him preach today. But I love to hear him preach the gospel. Amen. He is a blessing to me. When I first crossed his trail, I said, that man is anointed from God. You see, anointing match anointing. You don't even have to know the person. The Bible said that in John. John didn't know Jesus, but he saw him. And he said, that's the Lamb of God right there. Which took away the wine of the Lord. So with that, I don't know if she's even got up. To my wife, where she's staying now. She's busting so. Took down my keys and couldn't find them. So that was a little hole up there, but she found them for me. And I hope she got the radio on. It's about right to be on the airwaves. I don't remember that one. And to associate pastor, Reverend James Carl, who do a lot of things in the community, and his wife, Sister Carl, and to the New Jerusalem Baptist Church. I want to thank you. My mom always told me that when somebody do something for you, you say thank you. That's manners. They had a song, I said, respect yourself. If you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody else going. Come on now. Don't get too hard on me now. That just put manners. And I want to thank Pastor Draper again for inviting
the New Jerusalem Baptist Church to come celebrate this anniversary. And next is the Lord's Week of September. I know it's a long way. You can come back to Arizona and preach out. Fine. That's on you. And I give it to her because I love to be around true people. Before I read the text, we have to stay on bigger knees for our children.
Amen.
Because they're looking at us. Seeing what we do, they may not think they're looking at you, but they are. I'm grateful. And if you have your Bible, the forwards, the book of Acts, and this reminds me of Pastor Draper and Sister Draper. Acts chapter 9, a young man, where he at? I said, give me two waters. He said, what you going to do with two? I said, well, I just going to need that next song. What are you getting? You don't need one. There you go.
Not you, Eric. You
win. Give me two of them more. I designed it. I read it at least one time. I'm tired. Jesus Christ.
Can I give you two?
Chapter 9. 15 and 16. We're on the alleys. But the Lord said unto him, go thou way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Well, I will show him how great things he must suffer on my name's sake. You may be seated. When I was in the Lord, I left my old child with me. I think that's something quite new there. The vessel. I'm going to talk about a chosen vessel. This preacher and pastor, and y'all being here, I will give you pastors according to my own heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. For tie that in to Acts 9. So y'all, God healed. I didn't know the thing, but the Lord laid on my heart. Talk to the honorees out of Acts chapter 9. Did anybody hear? Amen. 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 A chosen vessel. Jesus said, many call, but few are chosen. I'm pretty much sure Pastor Draper didn't try to make it on his own and didn't ask for that job as preacher.
All right.
I know I did. Most of us, when God called us, we thought he made a mistake. I know I did. I said, Lord, you made a mistake. You don't want me. I'm too full of the streets. He ain't said a word. But one thing about the Lord, seems like he take Pastor Draper his own time in getting us attention. But when he do, he will get your attention. One way or another. And he put those armies together one way or another. And I'm rest assured, this one of the acts he has as being the mayor